Where in the heck did the year go? If you're like me, you're kind of wondering what happened. Wasn't it just March? But we are in the middle of summertime, and we are kind of in the middle of, good fishing and hot weather. Last month on the Teach the Fish Anglers Club, we talked about how to catch midsummer walleye. Next month on the Teach the Fish and Anglers Club, Ali Shakur was in doing a seminar on kind of the science of what happens in the summer and kind of why walleyes are doing what they do. So if you're a member, look forward to that. If you're not a member, you can go to teachandfishing.com, click on the members, click on join, and you'll see all the details you need to know about what is happening at the Teach and Fish and Anglers Club and what we're going to cover. Now, before we get started, a couple things. If you are here for the first time, number one, welcome. Number two, I hope you like some of the new stuff we're doing. We are pretty excited about what's happening. You're going to see, I'm going to call it a shift when we get into September with the new school year. You're going to see our website and everything we do kind of go focused a little more on education. We're kind of really focus on the education part of this, and we're going to break everything down into courses. So you'll be able to get little tidbits, you'll be able to get some more knowledge if you want it, and you'll be able to get what we call a master class on some subjects and get everything you need about specific subjects. So we are kind of restructuring so we make it easier for you to, number one, find what you need, number two, to get all the information that you need, number three, to learn the best way that you learn, either in small pieces or in big, let's call it packets of information or full courses. So we're pretty excited. If you're here for the first time and you want to join us in the chat, if you're on the computer, if you look to just the right of our live feed here, you will see that there's a chat and it says enter your name. So if you haven't entered your name yet, enter your name there and click on join, and that will bring you into the chat. And then you can actually chat with us and join with us and ask questions and comment, which we definitely want you to do. So please do that. If you are watching on your phone and you've got the live feed at the top, simply scroll down and you'll see that there is a join to chat right down here. So again, type in your name, hit join, and you will be on the chat. So the chat on the phone is below the feed on your computer. It's off to the right side. So make sure when it says chat, make sure you type in your name, hit join, and you're going to be part of the chat. We really want you to participate in that. Also notice that as you scroll down, a couple things I want you to notice before you leave tonight. Please take just a few minutes to kind of scroll through here. We've got some links to some of our other stuff that's coming up. You'll also see this linked up section, which is pretty cool. So everything we're going to talk about tonight is going to be over in this linked up section. So when we're done, every Coffee Hour Plus, if you want extra information, anything we talked about, you'll be able to go to the linked up section, and we'll have links directly to products we talked about, websites we talked about, information we talked about. So everything will be right here. So it's very, very easy for you to get to it. Also notice that we've got some other links. We've got an upcoming event. We have a link to the Fishing Education Weekend, our fall trip. There's some information there. We haven't quite finalized all the details yet, but there's some really cool information there that you can check out. We'd love to have you join us this fall. If you're not part of the Anglers Club, you can click on the Anglers Club link. It'll take you to where you can understand what the Anglers Club is all about, what you get, why you should join. And below, if you have some comments or questions that we don't get a chance to get to tonight, you can go down to the after session comments and questions, type in your full name, give us your email, give us your comment, hit send comments. That will send us an email and we will get back to you the next day or two to kind of answer your question or your comment and get you all set up. So we're pretty excited. Last thing I want you to do before you disappear tonight is make sure. I don't want you to do it right now. I want you to do it at the end of the night. Scroll all the way down to the bottom and where it says newsletters, enter your email there and sign up for our newsletter. That's where you're going to be notified of everything that's happening, everything that's coming, discounts, giveaways, early sign up for classes, courses, seminars, trips, discounts on charters, discounts on tackle, discounts from our sponsors, information. Sign up for that newsletter before you leave tonight. Go all the way down to the bottom, find the newsletters, enter your email, and that will make sure that you are constantly being informed of what we're doing and what's going on. So we don't want you to miss anything. We definitely want you to make sure that you get that. And the best way to do it is to sign up for the newsletter, and that'll get it rolling. Okay, enough commercials. We kind of rolled through all that stuff. I am going to bring up tonight's course, because I know you guys want to get right to this. Here it is right here. Let me do this. I got three screens going here, and lots going on. So let me grab that. Let me kill this. And we are ready to roll with tonight's quick course on phishing weather apps. I hope you had a chance. If you scroll down on your computer, if you go back one page, right below here, I see it right here. I made a mistake. If you just scroll down just below, you'll see that there is the ability to download the PDF notes. Hopefully starting next, in a couple of weeks when we do the next Coffee Hour Plus, get here early and download the notes. I think it's a great way to keep track of what we're doing. It's a great way for you to keep your notes. It's a great way for you to put notes on the slides that we're showing. And again, I would get yourself a three-ring binder and put those notes in there along with all your other phishing notes. And that gives you a place to keep all of that stuff together. So don't forget tonight to download those notes. And again, you should do it before the course so you can actually take notes as we go tonight. All right, so let's get moving. Let's talk about phishing weather apps. You know, phones are kind of a pain in the rear end, but they are kind of a necessity. Now, obviously, we're going to have our phones to call. To call friends, hopefully for if we get in trouble, although it's not the best way. A marine radio is always the best way to contact people if you're trouble on the water. I'll leave that for another day. But our phones are with us, right? We play music. Precision trolling app is on here. We do lots of things. But tonight we're going to talk about the phishing weather app. So Marty, I'm going to get to your comment in just a second. I'm going to talk about some of the my favorite phishing weather apps, how I use them, and what they actually show you. So we're going to run through this very quick. Phishing weather apps you just use for trip planning, daily adjustments, launch sites, and safety. You know, if you're on a trailer, you know, unfortunately, I am in a slip. But, you know, if you're on a trailer and you want to fish one place, but you see the wind's going to be blowing into that side of the lake, hey, you can adjust and you can go around and actually fish or launch on the side where you're actually out of the wind. So it's not just a on the weather, you know, 3 or 4 days ahead of time, the day of kind of check. I'm constantly checking my weather apps. They update. Some of them update about every 2 hours. Some update about every 5 or 6 hours. But I'm constantly checking, especially if I see the weather coming. I kind of keep an eye on my apps to make sure I don't miss something and get caught out there. You know, again, the biggest thing is for safety. Let's talk about a couple of my favorites. Windfinder. That's the first one I want to talk about. It's my favorite. It's the most accurate if you have the Pro. I think it's $10 or $12 for a lifetime subscription. And the difference between the Pro, the paid version, and the unpaid version is with the Pro, you get two forecasts. You get a regular forecast, and you get what they call the super forecast. Now, Marty, I don't know which one you look at, but here's what I'm going to tell you. You can make a big difference. There are two different forecasting models. The regular forecast just takes into account what the weather is right now and what it should be. The pro version or the super forecast takes into account what today's weather is going to be in relationship to what it has been. So it counts or kind of factors in residual waves. It counts in where the wind has been blowing the last 2 or 3 days and how that's going to affect and mix with today's weather. So the pro version, again, I think it's $10, $12 for a lifetime. The super forecast is much more accurate than the free version is. I pay for it. It's the forecast that I use every day. It's a forecast I use to make my judgment call on charter. There's multiple places around the bay. I use the weather station at Linwood, the weather station at Killarney Beach, which is down by the state park. I use the Saginaw Bay Light, which is actually Buoy 1. Saginaw Bay Buoy, which is the weather buoy that is just south of Point Augre. It's a little further out, gets a little different weather. I have a site over at Seabuoy. I have a site Over at, I think there's one at Finn Road. I have one in Sebring. I have one in Pinconning. So I use all those sites. And as you look at the different comparisons, you can kind of see where that wind is coming, how it's really going to affect. So I use a lot of different spots to look at the same forecast from different areas. I will tell you this before I go any further. I get this a lot from charter customers. They go, well, it wasn't supposed to be windy today. Well, where'd you get your forecast? Well, I looked on the news. Understand that most news forecasts, most TV news, most internet news, most radio news, most regular general forecasts are usually taken from an airport. Airports are always 15, 20, 25 miles, if not more, inshore. The weather at the airport is going to be completely different than the weather is going to be over a huge body of water, okay? Don't use those forecasts to make any decisions at all. Make sure you're getting forecasts from weather stations that are right on the water, or better, actually out in the water. Those are going to be much more accurate forecasts than getting land-based. A couple things you can see: wind speed, the wind gust, barometric pressure, wave height, wave direction, and the frequency of the wave is all part of the wind finder forecast. So that's all some pretty good stuff, right? So if I go right now to the Saginaw Bay Light, I'm going to look at tomorrow. So I'm going to super forecast and tomorrow. Now, if you're thinking about going to Saginaw Bay tomorrow, you might want to, it is called Windfinder Plus, Robert. Yep. You might want to be a little bit careful because they're calling for southwest winds. Let's go to 9 o'clock. Southwest winds, 254 degrees. The wind's going to be blowing from 18 miles per hour with gusts to 26. 29.12 is the barometric pressure. The waves will be from 234, so a 20 degree difference in the wind and the waves, right? How many times have you guys been stuck, right? The wind's going one way and the waves are going another. This tells you all that. So the wind is from 254, 18 miles an hour, 26 mile per hour gust. Waves will be at 234 degrees every 2 seconds with a height of 1.3 feet. Now understand, Marty, again, let's make sure we're on the same page. When I see 1.3 feet on here, that means the waves from top of the wave to the bottom of the trough are going to be 2.6 feet. Because remember, waves are measured from the normal water line. So as a wave goes up, it basically creates a wave like a radio wave. It goes up and goes down. That distance, the wave height, is the average of the highest 20% of the waves over a time period based on from normal water. So as the waves go up and go down, 1.3 is from the original water level. So a foot here, which also means it's going to be a foot below. That means those waves are going to be 2 feet high from the top of the wave to the bottom. So when guys say, oh, I was out in 6 foot waves, you weren't. You were in 3 foot waves. So that's how, where you've got to be careful with that. And that's all spelled out and shows it right here on Windfinder. Adam just made a point. Tomorrow's looking pretty sporty. I don't think I would fish tomorrow, other than I'm fishing right tight to the west shore or the bottom part of the bay by Killarney Beach. I may. So Saginaw, let's just do this real fast. So Saginaw Bay Light is showing at 9 o'clock, 18 miles per hour, 26 mile per hour gust, 1.3 foot waves. Let me go to Killarney Beach, which is down in the bottom corner of the bay south of Linwood. So I go to Killarney Beach tomorrow, super forecast at 9. It is showing me straight south wind, 4 miles an hour, gust to 8. And the waves are 0.3 feet, 4 inches, or 3 inches. That's the difference between being out at buoy one and being close to the beach, fishing the west shore from Linwood down to State Park. That's why you have to check these multiple places. And that's why this is important, right? Guy may go, man, I'm going to run out to buoy one. There's a great bite. Well, you look at that, you're going to go, I'm not going. But if you just take a minute, look at Killarney Beach, you can catch all the fish you want to catch in 10, 11, 12 feet of water from Linwood down to the state park and be out of the wind. So make sure you're checking multiple locations and understanding the information that you are getting. Okay. So again, if I'm a charter captain, I'm going to fish the west shore. So let's go back and check the Pinconning. I really want to spend some time showing you guys how this works. So super forecast tomorrow at Pinconning, right? Remember how big it was out at buoy one? Pinconning, 3 miles an hour straight from the south, with almost zero waves. So you can literally fish from the state park in the lower part of Saginaw Bay all the way to Pinconning and never have a wave higher than that big. That's a lot better than dealing with 3 foot waves out at Buoy One. See what we're doing with this, right? So it changes not only our safety, but it changes maybe where we launch, where we fish, how we approach the day. These apps are huge, guys. And I spend a lot of time, usually the day before a trip, I spend about 40 minutes going through all these apps and kind of getting a plan in my head of where I can post. Now, Mike makes a great point. If you scroll down, the linked up, if you go right down below here, if you just scroll down where it says linked up, you can actually get the computer versions of all of these and all those computer versions actually give you the ability to go get the app. Marty says, I'm now a Super Forecast subscriber. You'll see a big difference, Marty, I promise you. Okay, let's go on to the next app that I use. And I guess I could have showed you this because there is the information. There's my list of favorites and you can sort these. So when I go to Detroit, I just take a little bit of time. I move all my Detroit sites up to the top. When I go to Saginaw Bay, I take all my Saginaw Bay spots so you can resort how these are shown. And again, there's the forecast, wind direction, wind speed, max gust, barometric pressure, air temperature, wave direction, wave height, wave frequency, all in one little page. And then if you want to go to whatever site you're on, so here's a Saginaw Bay Light, you can get a report that shows you what the wind was. Because a lot of times it's important to kind of know where the wind was in relationship to where it is now, because you may get residual waves back and forth. Or as Phil Hemman has found out, current and waves hitting structure like Callahan Reef are adjusting where fish are setting up. So you may not have known, it may be flat calm tomorrow, you may not have known that there's been 3 days of west wind blowing into Callahan Reef and positioning those fish based on 3 days of west wind. You go out there, it's flat, you think they're going to be where it's flat, they're not, they're where it was. So going back and checking this report is a pretty cool way of understanding what's happening. Okay, all right, let's go on to the next app. It's called iWindsurf. And again, there's a free version. I think there's a lifetime subscription for $4.99. Again, a little different forecast, but it's my favorite app to look for the wind graph of past wind. So I can go back and look at wind history. The best one I can find is on iWindsurf. It's pretty accurate. The upgrade costs a little bit of dollars, but it's a pretty accurate forecast. Very easy to read. I'm going to show you the difference between wind finder and the iWindsurf. A little easier to read. Wind, gust, and basic weather, and it really has some cool wind maps on it. So here's a picture. Michael popped this up, and again, these slides, guys, if you go down just below the description of this week, you download those notes, these slides are on those notes, so you can actually get a picture. So again, here's all my locations, and again, I can sort them, so I've got all my Saginaw Bay stuff right now at top. And then here is the hourly wind forecast. It's just a little bit easier to read, right? So here is our regular wind. So right here, we've got 16 miles an hour. Let's go to the first green one. The fourth one in, 11 o'clock. 16 miles an hour wind, 26 mile an hour gust. And it's showing me it's kind of southwest. There is the air temperature. I've got all that information right there as I need it. That's the forecast. And then here is the past wind graph. A little bit easier to read, a little bit easier to understand than the wind finder is. So I use iWindsurf a lot. You know, every night before I go fishing, I look at obviously lots of different places on wind finder and a couple different places on iWindsurf, and it gives me a really good picture of what's happening. I call the weather pretty good. I don't call the weather pretty good. I get a lot of good information that I'm able to pass. Dave says, how are those apps for inland lakes? It depends on how close the weather site is to the lake. So if you're going to do an inland lakes, you always want to find the weather source as close as possible to the shore of the lake. There's literally millions, or I don't know, millions, literally thousands of locations on both iWindsurf and on WindFinder. I'm sure there's something near The lakes that you fish, you just want to find the site that is as close to the shore as possible. Okay. All right. So that's iWindSurf, not one of my favorites. Fishing weather apps, the NOAA Wind and Waves. This is the original weather forecast. I'll show you this in just a second. Wind and waves for areas on the bay, both near shore and offshore. Fairly accurate. They have a tendency to miss a little bit more than the other apps do, but again, it's an app that I check every day. This is also where it shows advisories and warnings. So if you're going to get a gale warning or a small craft advisory, this is where it's going to show up. And here is the link right here. Again, Mike's got the link below, so you can actually go to it. What I did is I saved the URL and I put a link. I put an icon. I've got a tab on my phone that says fishing. And I've got that NOAA site. It's weather.gov. I've got the URL for the actual Great Lakes forecast by zone. So all I have to do is go here, click on Saginaw Bay. So let's go to tomorrow. We got some pretty good wind. So I'm gonna go to this site. I'm gonna go here to the Great Lakes forecast. I'm gonna click on Saginaw Bay. You can kind of see this big area here. I'm gonna click on Detroit Pontiac office. It's gonna take me to this picture. I'm gonna click on the inner Saginaw Bay. Right. And I'm going to get this forecast. That's a typical written forecast that we're used to seeing. Right. So for tomorrow, it says, let me tell you what tomorrow says. Let me put on my old man goggles. So for tomorrow, out of Sebring, it says southwest winds 10 to 15, becoming west 15 to 20 knots in the late morning and afternoon. Partly cloudy with a chance of light showers in the morning. Then mostly sunny in the afternoon, waves 2 to 4 feet. So remember, 2 to 4 feet forecast is 4 to 8 feet of real waves. Okay. A small craft advisory may be needed. That's that digital or that analog old style forecast that we used to use all the time, right? So let me go back down here. Let me click. Let me zoom in a little bit. Let me put my finger. I can actually click on the lake. And I'm actually looking at Pinconning for tomorrow. So I can actually take my finger, open up that spot, and actually click on Pinconning. So now the forecast for Pinconning says Thursday, west southwest, 12 to 17 knots, gusts as high as 26, a chance of showers, but waves only 1 to 2 feet. So that's an actual pretty good deal. So it said there, it says there's a notice and it says that small craft advisories may be needed. So, again, lots of really cool information on here. If you understand how to look and you take the time, I think my biggest thing would be, guys don't take enough time to actually look at all these different options. Because when you pair all these options, you're going to get a really good picture of what the weather is actually going to be, right? So it's one of those things you have to, you just got to look, right? So again, that's one I use a lot. That's the old traditional. That's one you'll always see printed out at the marina, sitting there. That's, you know, I go by that for advisories. And I'll make it pretty simple for you. And I would tell you, I hope you guys do the same. For me, if there is a small craft advisory issued, it's an automatic no cancel. Automatic. I don't care which way it's blown from. I don't care where I'm fishing. I don't care if I can get out of it. Small craft, I instantly automatically cancel because that means there's could be an issue and I don't want to put my customers in a chance to put them in a situation that's unsafe. That's just me. Okay. All right. So those are the basic apps that I use. I think Mike's got one more link down below here. Weather.com, which is again just the basic weather, just the normal everyday inland weather, which again isn't bad to see because what you see if you look at the inland forecast. So let's take Detroit for example. Detroit Metro Airport is about 11 miles inland. That forecast is going to be different than the station at Wyandotte. But if I can see the difference between the wind speed and wind direction on land and on the water, it gives me an idea of what actually is going to happen. So having information that really, I don't want to say doesn't apply, but is a little bit away from, your phishing site actually gives you a good idea of what's going to happen in your phishing area. So I think this is something I need to come back and do a full seminar on how to read these and how to use them. But I just wanted to give you a quick overview tonight of some of the sites I use and kind of how you can use them, kind of the information that is available. Okay. All right, let's go into our fun topic, and I'm just going to kind of keep on cruising. So I'm going to just keep it going with tonight's topic. What are you guys using, and how are you using weather apps on your phone? Is there another app maybe that you use? Is there a way that you use them differently? How are you guys applying weather apps and weather information when you're on the water? How often are you checking it? Is there another app maybe that you found? How are you using this information to help you make good fishing decisions? I'm curious to hear how you guys are actually using this information to make good decisions. So anybody got any comments? Chris Cody says not an app, but seagull.glos has water temp. And again, I would tell you, on your phone, I have it on my phone. If you go to teachingfishing.com, go to our resources and go to our trip planning, save that URL in your phone with an icon, pop, right? And you can instantly click on that. And that gives you a link to, let me get on there and show you. It's one of those pages you need to have, linked on your phone. So I'm going to go back to, our homepage. And if you go to resources, trip planning, you can actually save that URL, put it on your phone as a icon, and you've got all of this cool stuff. You got the Great Lakes Coastal Forecasting, which lets you go back 4 days or forward 4 days. It gives you wind direction, wind speed. It gives you surface currents. It gives you water temperature. It gives you all kinds of cool things. The wave and wind forecast is the same as that Great Lakes one. Buoy data lets you get information right off of a buoy if that buoy is transmitting. There's a lot of the buoys are down. Satellite images, that's where we get our Great Lakes water color, water clarity from. Webcams, there are some great webcams on the Great Lakes. You want to see how windy it really is or how not windy it is. And then there's a surface temperature page that gives you a graphical look on the water of where surface temperatures are, which is huge in spring and fall as that warmer water gets moved around. I know a lot of salmon guys are on this every single day, sometimes twice a day, looking to where it is. So bookmark this page. Go to teachingfishing.com, click on the resources, and go to trip planning. Bookmark that page, right? And have it there. And again, if you want the log sheets for your fishing, those are on that page too. But that's a great page to have with you. Okay. All right. Some great comments popping in here. Let me get over here. And if you guys see the chat, I'm going to show you a little trick. If you see the chat, there's three dots up at the top of the chat. If you click that and say pop out, it actually pops that chat out and actually makes it a little bit bigger. So that's something you can do. If you want to make that chat a little bit bigger. So I'm going to close this. And I'm going to go back over here. Boop. Boop. And I'm going to make my, I'm going to pop mine out. I'm going to look at it. So there's my pop out. Come on over here. Let me grab it. I need three hands. I'm going to pop my pop out over here. I'm going to make it as big as I can make it. Now I'm looking at a full screen chat so I can see you guys a little bit better. So Chris Cody says not an app. That's the, yep. Leo Good says I use WindFlow. That's one I haven't used, but I have heard that multiple times. Gary Sachs says I use WindFinder free version and WeatherBug to decode if I'm going to go fishing and where. WeatherBug is more of a land-based. And again, the WindFinder, we talked about the difference between the WindFinder free and the WindFinder pro. Leo Good says, I use SailFlow. I've heard that one too, but I have heard that sometimes that's not exactly, and he makes a comment, not always accurate. Again, I love that. Steve Climby, I use WindFinder Plus and Magic Seaweed. Although Magic Seaweed only has cities on the water, not a buoy on the water. I'm going to look up Magic Seaweed. That sounds interesting. Bobby Moon says, I've been using Windfinder Basic and NOAA. Plus, I text a buddy. Lake Erie is practically in his backyard. Yeah, there's nothing better than eyes on the water, right? I mean, that's, I can't tell you how many mornings, and Adam can attest to this. I can't tell you how many mornings that I have gotten up at, 4:45 and, Mark's going down to the state park at 5:15. And he looks at the water and says, hey, don't come up tonight. So, that having eyes on the water is the best thing you can do. Marty has been using Windfinder, thinking about getting the Sirius XM satellite weather module. That is a great idea. I have one of those on my Polarcraft. I've got one ready to install on my AngerQuest. That is cool. If you don't know what the Sirius XM weather app is, or weather antenna is for your Lowrance, it's a small antenna, requires a subscription to Sirius XM, but it gives you basically, I'm going to call it Weather Channel weather, right over top of your GPS. You see lightning strikes, you see wind speed, you see wind direction. If you get the pro version of the thing, you'll actually see water temperature. It'll give you green for heavy rain, yellow for light rain, red for heavy rain. You also get lightning strikes, and you can set up warning boxes that says, hey, if any weather, because remember where we are, our weather all comes west to east. You can set a weather box up 60 miles from where you are. And if any hazardous weather comes into that edge of that box 60 miles away, you'll get an alert on your GPS that says weather coming, and you can look at. I can't tell you how many days on Detroit there's been a big storm coming, and I look at it and go, well, if we go 3 miles north, we're going to be out of the rain. It's a huge, huge tool. I love it. I love it. I don't use it as much in the summer, but I definitely use it in the springtime down in Detroit River. Dave says, I use your links to check the areas I'm planning on fishing. Thank you. Phil says, WaveWatch. That's another one I've heard of. And then Jeff says, Windy App. Those are two that I've heard of that I need to look at. Maybe when I'm sitting around here tomorrow, I will take a quick peek at those. Adam says, the map view in Windfinder gives a great visual of the wind and over the area as a whole and how it can be different just a few miles away. Yeah, if you go to Windfinder, there is an actual map that you can actually see the wind. So let me get on our resources, our Coffee Hour Plus, our live stream. I'm going to go down to that link for Windfinder. And then there is that map that Adam's talking about. So you can actually see the difference in direction and kind of make a plan and kind of see what's happening. Thank you, Adam, for that. So and you can see all the locations on. Let's see if I can make this full screen. That's as full screen as it's going to get, I guess, because, of course, we got to have advertisements. So this is Saginaw Bay, and you can see my site. So I got Linwood, I've got Killarney Beach, I've got Bowie 1, I've got Point Augre, I've got Pinconning. So that's Pinconning, that's Killarney Beach. This is the Saginaw River site. This is Linwood. This is Linwood itself, Bowie 1. I can't remember what that is. One of those is Fish Point. This is the Gravelly Shoal Light. This is the Weather Buoy in Augre. So these are all sites that I have saved. The Redwoods are all sites that I have saved as favorites. And you can actually see this wind map. Let me zoom into Saginaw Bay, and you can see it in much better detail, right? And the longer the arrows are, the stronger the wind is. So you can see it blowing here out of Bay City State Park. Then you can see as we go further east, because the wind is blowing from the west, northwest, you can see how the streaks get longer because the wind is obviously stronger on the east side than it is on the west side with a west wind. So again, something that you can watch. You can watch right on your phone and actually see how that wind is changing and adjusting. So let's go to tomorrow and let's look at, again, that 9 o'clock that we talked about. You can see this wind getting stronger as the lines get longer, and you can see this shift to the southwest, and you can see that these lines are shorter, still long, but they're shorter as I get closer to shore. So you could fish right in here tomorrow, as long as there's not a small craft advisory. You could fish, you know, the pink hunting bar, because again, that wind isn't quite as big, but you sure as heck don't want to be out by buoy one. You sure as heck don't want to be out by the spark plug, because the wind is just going to be blasting. So this is a really cool, gives you today and gives you 2 days ahead of time, so you can kind of actually physically see the forecast with your eyes on that map version. So really cool deal. Thank you, Adam, for mentioning that. All right, anybody got anything else on how they use the apps and maybe some other apps that they use, maybe not just necessarily for wind, but for weather? Is there anything that you look at? You know, what kind of weather, you know, how do you determine when you're going to go fishing, right? So for me, I check this every day. So I fished, I don't even know what today is, right? I fished Monday morning. I've been off. No, I didn't fish Monday. I fished yesterday morning. But I still look at all, I do all of my pre-trip planning every single day if I'm going fishing or not. Because what I don't want to do is be off the water for 4 days, look at the weather, and only look at the weather in the context of this is what it is. I want to look at the weather, this is what it is, in context of what it has been. I think that's the biggest problem people make. They're going to go fishing Saturday. They don't start doing this until Friday afternoon. And they missed that it blew for 4 days from the northeast and blew all the water this way. So now that water's got to all go back. So there's going to be residual waves, and there's going to be some, still going to be some bump on the water, because all that water that rushed this way has to go back. So it may be flat calm according to, it may only be 4 or 5 miles an hour according to the forecast, but all that water that got pushed this way by a northeast the last 4 days has to go back, and it's going to create a little bit of bump. And that's why guys get stuck. You know, the forecast only said 8 to 10, and there's, you know, 2 foot waves out here. Yeah, because for the last 4 days it's blowing northeast at 25. That water has to go back. When the wind stops, everything that happens still continues and has to go back to normal. So I look, even if I'm not fishing, I do my normal 20 minutes of prep every night, just so I have it in my mind. So when I do go fishing, I know that day's weather, not only what that day's weather is, but also what that day's weather is in context of what it has been. Just something that I do, and I would highly, highly encourage you to do that also. Okay. And if you are part of the Anglers Club, there's a great, great post there by Phil Hinman. I got some questions for Phil. I'm going to get to him in a couple of days, but Phil watched our wind wave and wind wave weather and current course that we did, and he applied a lot of that to some of the things he's doing at Callahan Reef and how fish are positioning themselves. He made a great observation about something we talked about in that seminar on how if the wind blows for 40, 36, 48 hours from one direction, it actually does something different than you think it would do. And he's reacted to that very positively and stayed on fish. So gold star for Phil, but I appreciate that. Steve says, because of gas prices, I'm down to 2 days a week. I'll pick the days with something under 2 foot swells and 1 foot waves, pick the best 2 days and go. Great way to do it, right? You know, it's too expensive to drive up there and go, I really can't fish today. You know, we used to drive up and go, can't fish. Well, we'll go have breakfast at Linwood Corners. We'll go to Frank's. But with gas at, you know, whatever it is nowadays, you know, you really don't want to do that. You want to make sure, like Stevie, that you're getting max. If you're going to get up there, you want to make sure you're going to fish. And again, this is where this is important, right? So he may say, hey, I'm going to fish out of sea when the slot's hot. He sees a wind like this. He's got a buddy in town that wants to go fishing. He looks, sees a wind like this, go, ooh, I'm going to come over to Linwood and actually stay out of the wind and actually be able to catch some fish. So again, this is all part of the process of being ready, having a plan, and using information to become a better angler. That's what we're trying to teach you here. So there you go. Okay. All right. Anything else before we wrap it up? All right, guys, have a great night. If you're going to go fishing tomorrow, be careful. I would tell you it's a great day to get caught up on the honey-do list. Thanks, guys. Have a great night.